From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Obama administration says U.S. intelligence agencies now believe that forces loyal to the regime of Syria's President Bashar al-Assad have used chemical weapons on a small scale. NPR's Craig Windham reports Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel told reporters in Abu Dhabi that the White House had sent letters to key members of Congress today outlining the finding.
Secretary Hagel says intelligence officials have a reasonable amount of confidence that Syrian forces used the lethal nerve agent sarin, but he called for further investigation.
We still have some uncertainties about what was used, what kind of chemical was used, where it was used, who used it.
President Obama has called any use of chemical weapons in Syria a red line for the U.S. GOP Senator John McCain calls the new assessment a game changer.
I think it's pretty obvious that red line has been crossed.
But a senior administration official says it's too soon to say that. He says more corroborated evidence and information are needed before the president will make a decision on how to respond. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Officials in New York City say the Boston Marathon bombing suspects intended to blow up their remaining explosives in Times Square. New York's mayor and police commissioner revealed new details from the investigation today, as NPR's Joel Rose explains.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg and police commissioner Ray Kelly say New York City was the next target on the list for the suspects in the Boston Marathon bombing. Kelly says the surviving suspect, Johar Tsarnaev, told investigators from his hospital bed that he and his older brother had decided spontaneously on Thursday night to drive to New York to detonate their remaining explosives.
The two brothers had at their disposal six improvised explosive devices. One was a pressure cooker bomb. The other five were pipe bombs.
Kelly says that plan unraveled after the suspects stopped to put gas in their hijacked SUV, allowing the driver to escape. That in turn led to the chase and manhunt that left one of the bombing suspects dead and the other in custody. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
First responders from across Texas are in Waco this hour paying their final respects to their comrades who accounted for the majority of the 14 people killed in last week's explosions at a fertilizer plant in nearby West. They're attending a memorial service at Baylor University this hour, where Governor Rick Perry, Senator John Cornyn, and President Obama were scheduled to speak. Last week, a powerful blast in the town of West leveled nearby homes, displacing hundreds of people. Before the closing bell, Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 25 points at 14,701. NASDAQ had gained 20 points, up more than 0.5% at 3290. And the S&P 500 up 6 at 1585. You're listening to NPR News. Well, in addition to this appearance in Waco, President Obama had already been scheduled to visit Texas for the dedication of former President George W. Bush's presidential library at Southern Methodist University, which attracted thousands, including some anti-war protesters who accused Bush of committing crimes against humanity. But former President Bush says time will show that his administration's policies were right.
When future generations come to this library and study this administration, they're going to find out that we stayed true to our convictions.
The center is scheduled to open to the public May 1st. Rhode Island is poised to become the 10th state to legalize same-sex marriage. The legislation passed the state Senate today. The House will hold a final procedural vote next week before Governor Lincoln Chafee signs it into law. Yahoo has announced it has bought exclusive rights to stream the entire 38-year-old archive of Saturday Night Live. NPR's Neda Ulaby reports this is part of Yahoo's recent attempts to redefine its brand.
The announcement means there will be only one place to watch Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, The Wild and Crazy Guys, and SNL's parody of NPR.
We have a very special guest today.
That's right, Terry. He's the owner of his own holiday bakery with a very, very clever name, Seasons Eatings.
That's really funny.
The videos will move from Hulu and NBC.com in September. The deal's financial details were not disclosed. Yahoo tried to buy Hulu last year. Now it's trying to rebrand itself as a similar destination for online content. The copyright headaches that come with musical performances mean that only sketches, not entire episodes, will be available online. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.